with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Judge Juan Merchan in New York City has agreed to postpone the sentencing of Donald Trump and his hush money case until after the November election. Trump says this case should have never been brought forward.
This is a disgraceful case, and disgraceful in particular because it's about a former president of the United States who is now leading in the polls to be the president again.
Trump had argued that sentencing him this month as scheduled would be election interference. A sluggish U.S. jobs report raises questions of how much the Fed will cut rates when it next meets September 17th and 18th.
Hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March. That's a sign that the job market may be cooling, but remains sturdy. Employers added 142,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2%. The figures show a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing. With inflation falling steadily back to the Federal Reserve's target, the Fed is preparing to cut its key interest rate. The mixed report on the job market raises the question of how large a cut the Fed will announce at its next meeting. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
The 14-year-old suspect in a shooting that killed four people at a Georgia high school and his father will both stay in custody after back-to-back court hearings. Their lawyers declined to seek bail at the hearings Friday morning. Colt Gray was advised of his rights along with the charges and penalties he faced. Shortly afterwards, his father, Colin Gray, was brought into court. Colin Gray was charged Thursday in connection with the shooting for letting his son possess a weapon. Nine people were also wounded in the attack. Another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 410 points, the Nasdaq dropping 436. This is SRN News. Abortion bans save lives. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
Officials in Indiana report that there are 98% fewer abortions taking place in the state now than before lawmakers passed a wide-ranging ban on the procedure. During the second quarter of this year, there were only 27 abortions in Indiana, the lowest number since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. This scenario is playing out in many states where bans or significant restrictions have been implemented since the Supreme Court overturned Roe in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has vetoed a bill to expand birth control access while a judge struck down decades-old restrictions on who can perform abortions in the state. The Republican governor's veto deflects a measure which would have forced insurance companies to cover up to a year's supply of birth control at a time. This is SRN News. Hurricane recovery has been very slow in Louisiana.
It's been nearly 4 years since Hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated southwest Louisiana and caused an estimated $22 billion in damage nationwide. Delays in Congress and a lengthy process to approve federal funding forced people in Lake Charles, where one-fifth of the population falls below the poverty line, to dip into their savings to afford rent. Some still live in FEMA trailers or remain in their damaged homes. Others are ensnared in ongoing legal battles with their insurance providers, and some have opted to leave the state altogether. John Scott reporting.
Sergio Mendes, the Grammy-winning Brazilian musician whose 1966 hit Maschineda with his group Brazil 66 made him a global superstar, has died after months battling the effects of long COVID. He was 83. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.